Hello, sisters. This is Stephanie Anderson Ladd. I'm a licensed marriage family therapist and a licensed professional counselor, sacred facilitator of women's circles and goddess temple e-courses. And I'm here to talk to you today about the archetype of the sacred prostitute. Marion Woodman, Jungian author and wise woman, who's written many books about feminine psychology, describes the role of the sacred prostitute this way. She is the consecrated priestess in the temple, spiritually receptive to the feminine power flowing through her from the goddess, and at the same time, joyously aware of the beauty and passion in her human body. Surrendered to the cosmic energies of love, she magnifies the goddess in physical delight and spiritual ecstasy. She opens the masculine to the potency of penetrating to the divine and the feminine to the rapture of surrendering to it. The mystery of that union dwells beyond the finite bonds of personal love. Unquote. The idea of sacred prostitute is a difficult term to grasp for many of us who've been raised in a patriarchal society and often in a patriarchal religion. The term sacred prostitute seems like an oxymoron. How can one be a prostitute, which in today's world equates with degradation of the body and soul, and also sacred, holy, in service to the divine? In ancient times, before the patriarchy took hold, there was such a role as a sacred prostitute, and it was highly revered. These women were the emissaries of the goddess, who embodied the life-giving power of the earth, of fertility and fecundity. Femininity was seen as vibrant, dynamic, passionate, transformative. And through lovemaking between a man and a woman, this joyful energy was both felt and released. The sacred prostitute, also known as the hierodule, which meant holy servant, understood that the nature of the life-giving goddess, the numinous experience of ecstasy, was contained within her feminine being, her body temple. She embodied the goddess of love, Aphrodite, and before her, Inanna. Sensuous, beautiful, powerful, feminine bringers of life, queen of heaven and earth, revered by all. The man chosen to lie with her in erotic union considered this a sacred act and an honored privilege. The sexual act was transformational, both on a personal and transpersonal level. It was seen as a holy sacrament, healing to the people inside the temple and outside the temple, as well as an offering to the Earth Mother through which they gained sustenance. The hierosgamos, or sacred marriage, was consummated by a chosen man or a would-be king who made love with the sacred prostitute, a mortal woman who represented the goddess in the temple. It was not only an ecstatic merging of feminine and masculine essence, it was the joining of earth, the body of the goddess, and sky, or spirit. This made the divine spark, the source and power of love that had the capacity to create new life. It was a celebration and enactment of the cosmic yin and yang, the union of opposites, which brought forth life in an ever-renewing cycle. When Greece and Rome and many parts of the Middle East were still matriarchal and matrilineal, a coming-of-age rite was performed that involved a young woman, a virgin, leaving her father's house to become a woman in this way. She entered the temple veiled and was met by a stranger who was selected to perform this rite of passage. She was not considered defiled or damaged after taking part in this sacred union, but knowledgeable and whole unto herself, which, by the way, is the original meaning of the word virgin, whole unto herself, free to marry a man of her choosing or not. Today, many women are still confined to their father's house, metaphorically speaking, by never having claimed their own bodies, their own sensuality and sexuality, nor seeing themselves as whole and complete without a man. So how does the archetype of the sacred prostitute have meaning for us today, you might ask? Well, as you may know, archetypes are images or forms that we recognize and even feel as truthful patterns or models that are a part of our psyche and the collective unconscious. The magician, the fool, the god, the goddess, the divine child, the list goes on and on. The name evokes an image, a felt sensation. Ah, yes, I recognize that. I have a feel for that. It often happens that a particular archetype gets activated within us, or we resonate and align with an archetype on a conscious level. By doing so, the archetype can help us learn more about a part of ourselves. The archetype of the sacred prostitute offers us the opportunity to heal the split between the sexual and the spiritual within us. And as the saying goes, as we heal ourselves, we heal the world. The sacred prostitute invites us to embody the goddess of love, to be an emissary of the goddess when we are making love. How do we do this? Well, we can start by learning to see our body as a holy temple, to see its beauty in its every permutation. This means we stop comparing ourselves to others and to love the body that we are blessed with. To see ourselves as reflections of the divine feminine. To care for our bodies and our psyches the way the Vestal Virgins, the priestesses, tended the fire in the goddess temples where the Hieros Gamos, or the sacred marriage, took place. If we look at it as our duty to keep the fire burning within, to keep the sacral chakra alive and activated, we will put energy into bringing her, the goddess of love, into being. This means paying attention to our dreams and our inner life, our wants and needs, and working with the images of the feminine that present themselves in our subconscious. We can embrace the sacred prostitute by learning how to give ourselves pleasure, by becoming familiar with our body and touching it, loving it, loving ourselves wholly and completely. If we know what gives us pleasure, we can convey that to our lover, guide them and teach them how to pleasure us. It really is our job to teach our partner how to love us. We can also learn what pleasures them and allow the exchange of energies, of the giving and receiving, to form a complete circle of mutual love and acceptance. By carrying this vital aspect of feminine nature, the sacred prostitute, in the world, we women can help heal the split between the sacred and the sexual and restore to consciousness the loving and vibrant force of feminine nature. Thank you, sisters.